That's Douglas Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N.
My apologies.
And it's written on my statement. I am Douglas Evelyn, Secretary of the Board of the Amanoosa Conservation Trust, chief area land trust serving the White Mountain region in Grafton and Coos counties. We appreciate this opportunity to testify as part of the process. ACT previously mentioned its opposition to the power project at the SEC informational hearing September 8, 2015. We do not believe it is justified as proposed. Its above-ground sections are unwarranted and detrimental. New sources and technologies for providing energy are rapidly being developed. Our position is no build or totally bury. We will submit further written comment over the course of the SEC process ahead, but we fully endorse the positions and findings of our colleague organizations, the Appalachian Mountain Club, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, Conservation Law Foundation, Nature Conservancy, and others. Specifically, ACT wishes to see the inherited New Hampshire scenic and working rural landscapes respected and protected. This generation of New Hampshire leaders has great responsibility to do no harm to the extraordinary natural and human-shaped landscapes our predecessors have stewarded. Our landscapes have inspired art and literature for two centuries and undergird the state's international reputation as a tourist destination. Future users of these landscapes should be able to appreciate them without intersecting industrial towers as they travel our scenic byways. ACT rejects the narrowly determined area of visual impact used in the Department of Energy's Environmental Impact Statement and 106, Section 106 analysis, as this narrow determination deflects attention from the broader natural and cultural landscape and prejudices any impact analysis. Instead, we urge efforts to define historical districts appropriate to the landscape and its history. Simply look around you as you drive through this landscape and imagine the task that these people have to discuss the impact in terms of a narrow 2-mile strip on either side of a line. It doesn't make sense for this landscape that we've inherited. ACT applauds the National Trust for Historic Preservation's designation last October of the scenic landscapes of New Hampshire as a national treasure, calling nationwide attention to these threatened resources. ACT strives to help landowners achieve solutions that revitalize traditional uses of our landscapes in ways to protect the lands and invigorate the economy, including support of our regional food systems. We believe in respecting the lands and finding uses that sustain them for future generations. I close with a word written by James Garvin in 2009, then our state's historian and still a learned observer of our history. Quote, New Hampshire is a museum of its own history. What we once had, we still have, at least in part. Things that were familiar to the people of 1730 can still be seen today, along with everything that has accumulated since. Much of New Hampshire remains a place where we can read our history in the landscape itself, proving through our own senses that other people inhabited our land and met the challenges of their day as we meet those of our day. The objects through which our predecessors carried out their lives' work or embodied their sense of beauty and meaning are often among our most accessible windows to history. We've inherited a national treasure. Let us preserve these unique landscapes for future generations. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.